We are listening to the speeches that the junta, the government, the prime minister are giving. But we are still hoping that what they're saying is going to be the case. Because talking about elections, talking about referendum, it's not the first time we're talking about it. Remember, at the end of 2023, the referendum was announced for 2024. It didn't happen. We don't even have a project of the Constitution yet. We just have the first draft of the Constitution. So if they come to tell us that 2025 is going to be the year of elections, we are in March 2025. As we speak, we don't have the electoral list. We don't have the electoral commission to manage the process. We don't have the constitution either. Elections, we are praying for it. But for now, there is nothing in place to help us support the idea that 2025 is going to be the year of elections.
Assuming that everything is correct, that 2025 is the year of the election, would the opposition be ready for such election?
Listen, we need elections to end this transitional period. We need elections. But from what we know in Africa, everywhere we went through the nightmare, let's say civil war, in many countries in Africa, the origin of everything is bad elections. We need to learn from our mistakes. What is happening on our watch here in Conakry, in Guinea, it is difficult to say what is going to be the outcome. I am very concerned about the future of this country.
The military leader himself, Dumbuya, has he said that he is going to run or not?
Dumbuya has not said yet that he's going to run. But if you listen to the spokesperson of the presidential palace, if you listen to the spokesperson of the government, if you listen to the prime minister, you listen to the government, to the whole public administration, they have a candidate. And that candidate's name is Dumbuya. They are doing the campaign without any constitution, without anybody saying he is a candidate, but they are already in campaign. They're going throughout the country, spending public money